Welcome to the Voices of Legacy, where we honor those who have contributed and shaped our communities and inspired our future generations with their actions and their lives. Today, we are thrilled to welcome Dr. Kathy L. Schaefer, a distinguished educator, author, and advocate for inclusive education and empowerment, with a PhD in professional studies and in education at Capella University, and a rich background in curriculum design and instructional leadership. Dr. Schaefer's journey is marked by a steadfast commitment for fostering positive change in education and beyond. As the author of Conversations with My Daughter, do I have that right, Dr. Schaefer?
Conversations with My Daughter. All right. Love is patient.
Yes.
Love is kind.
Amen. She shares profound insight into the power of love and communication. I want to say that almost three times. Communication. Dr. Schaefer's influence extends beyond the classroom as a talk show host, a panel guest, and a speaker in diverse platforms. We are truly honored to have the one and only Dr. Schaefer. Kathy, God bless you. Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am awesome. I'm feeling great. And I have this new term, Carl. It's discovering amazing. I'm discovering amazing, and it is such a great joy ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
Discovering amazing.
Discovering amazing. And a lot of times I like to go down the alphabet that how awesome we have the privilege to be able to get up in the mornings, decide what we want to eat. We have the breath of life. We can stand vertically and do what we want to do. Most times eat what we want to eat, wear what we want to wear, that kind of thing. We are so blessed. You know, discovering amazing definitely has to include being blessed. So I just go all the way down the alphabet with it.
That sounds like something to be thankful for.
Oh, it's a thrill ride, let me tell you.
Especially with you. I love your energy. We welcome you to the Voices of Legacy this morning. We're so thankful that you chose to join with us to share your story for all eternity, as
Thank
it
you.
Were. You've had an interesting life, to say the least. Could you share some of your experiences and who you are and what you do?
Oh, yes, I'm delighted. And I thank you so much for the invitation to be here. And Dr. Sam, he's just such a great kind of a gentleman and scholar, that kind of thing. And I appreciate having the privilege to meet you this morning, Carl. Yes, I must say, inclusive of that, discovering amazing how fortunate I have been all of my life, Carl. And I must say that to be here today among saints, among warriors for God, that it is a joy for me. That's a part of this discovering amazing life that I have had all of my life, even as a child. You know, when we were born in the South, poor little kids, we didn't know it, but we had a roof over our head. We had parents that loved us tremendously. They gave us food to eat, shelter, you name it. We had those things, those fundamental things that bring so much abundance in our life. And we tend to think of abundance as wealth, but we can be abundantly healthy, abundantly wise. So I've had a great, great joy ride and having the opportunity to have a parent. My mother was very much into education, and she made sure we didn't use any slang words in the house. We couldn't use anything but correct, proper English, you know. And so I appreciate the knowledge that my mother has always had. She's not on planet Earth yet. She's not on planet Earth as we speak. So she was an awesome mom, and my dad was a very hard worker. So I've had a very good life and got into the field of education when I began to begin my life with my children. I wanted to be on the same schedule as them, and so I chose the field of education. And I was writing something the other day, and I remembered for as long as I could, right out of high school, that I wanted to hold a PhD, and I thought it would be in psychology. And because of my children, I chose the field of education. And prior to that, I was in the corporate world. And I thought about it last night. I said, wow, I started the career in business at Scott High School. in the main office. And
Bulldog.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't do the bark.
Oh, well, that's okay. we forgive you that. Oh. And then there was a skill center office. I was asked to go over and sort of oversee that with other students, you know. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ben Williams was there.
Yes.
Mr. Dan. I have to remember Daniel's last name. But, you know, just grooming me to be a part of the corporate world. And Ohio Citizens Bank is where I was working as a high school student. And then went on to University of Tennessee, came back home, went to the Patricia Stevens School of Fashion Design to study fashion merchandising, and lived in Gary, Indiana for a period of time when I left Toledo. And Mr. Richard Hatcher, Mayor Richard Hatcher, one of the first African-American mayors, was in the administration then.
In Gary.
In Gary, Indiana, yes, and had it sent there as his assistant project coordinator. They were building the Civic Center at that time, Indiana University School of Medicine and School of Dentistry. And then I went to live in Chicago and worked there on Michigan Avenue and Lakeshore Drive, many places there. Transitioned to New York, had a chance to be part of the Wall Street Group. You know, I worked for Citibank there.
It almost sounds like Toledo doesn't deserve you.
Oh, you know, I have had an awesome life. Truly, God has been very good to me, and it gives me an honor to be here to be able to praise God's name. And as I said, present company, it's so important to surround ourselves in life with people that are pouring into our souls. And I've had so much poured into my soul, and being able to do my doctorate and hold it as the first of the entire lineage in my family is truly a privilege and an honor. And I hold it with pride. And it's important, you know, that I do what I can in our community. And I've always loved being a part of the community, whether it's volunteering to teach individuals to read and write, or just being a part of the school system. So, yeah, getting my doctorate, I had a chance to teach in elementary school, then junior high school, and I skipped high school and then went right to teaching adults, adult learners. So I've had a really grateful place to be here on this planet. And so many individuals have poured into me, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity.
So that kind of answers probably about three questions in that, wonderful diatribe of information that you've shared with us. So your quest for continually improving yourself kind of comes from both your mother and your father. You said your father was a hard worker, your mother was an educator, and of course, the way that you speak, it's like listening to a book sung by an opera singer. I mean, your dialect and your tonation, attonation, all that. I think you may be in need of being on this side of the
mic.
Way that you speak. It seems that it led you to where you are now. And by the way, that statement that you made, that sounds like a book. It does. Remember what you...
Discovering Amazing?
Discovering Amazing.
Okay, that'll be the
you
next
need to
one.
Copyright that.
Okay,
then.
You're welcome, too.
But nevertheless, it seems like it's brought you to a place now where, man, there's so much more for you to do.
It is, Carl. And I remember serving as a Tier 1 technician because I've always been fascinated with satellite communications. And as I said, learning was so important in our household. And my mom was basically a stay-home mom, but she knew the significance of education. And she wanted us to have one because that was something that...
You don't see that very often anymore.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I definitely can relate to that. And my mother wanted to be sure that we had the best education possible. And while she didn't instill so much in us getting past high school, she wanted to make sure that we got there.
Yes.
Because I think my mom and dad probably didn't finish high school because they began a family and they really didn't get to have too much of an adult life as a single person. But yes, my mom was just the greatest mother that I could ever ask for because she was always available to us, my mother and my father, because he came out of the steel mill. He retired from U.S. Steel in Gary, Indiana, and just as a hard worker. I don't ever remember my dad being home unless he wasn't feeling well, maybe if he had a cold or something. So yes, just came from a family with great principles and morals and values and just dedicated to being the best that they could be. And it has stayed with me all of my life because I do love learning and I want to learn something every day. If it's nothing but a new word, I want to learn something. And if I may interject a thought here that maybe transitioning my experience of life has given me the privilege to be so concerned about our young children. And I think about that frequently mm-hmm. because I have had in mind for a moment an opportunity for our children to be more showcased on a national and international scale. And I text messaged that to Dr. Sam just within this week, mm-hmm. just within this week, because we have children that come home from school. They get their homework done just like we had to. You get in the house, you get your homework done, mm-hmm. you get your chores taken care of, and you can go outside and play for a while. So they're children that come in. Mm-hmm. They make extraordinary grades in school. They graduate with honors.
Yeah.
They participate in activities, extracurricular activities, and they do what they're supposed to do. So I think that it will be a welcoming moment for us to see more of that.
Yeah.
The Cosbys, if I recall correctly, as far as I can remember, was the last show where we saw, from my perspective, children really accomplishing great things in life. They
yeah.
they were behaving as we were taught yeah. to behave as
based
children.
Based on an expectancy. We have to expect more if we want more. And it's the responsibility of everything that you're talking about today. Really, the impetus for this show in particular is to share the testimonies to inspire others. And for all of your life experience, it seems like you have a passion to share and take on the responsibility of all of your wonderful life experiences.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was at a place yesterday and a guy was giving an individual instructions mm-hmm. and I jumped right in and I said, well, yeah, they had this vitamin E oil and it's at this store right here and it's a really great lubricant, you know, and help healing the body. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, yeah, and there are the capsules too. And I'm like, okay, Kathy, that gentleman is not talking to you. That lady's not talking to you. Please close your mouth. So, yes, I do love to help. And it's a part of my mission. It is incumbent upon me. As an educator, to be able to discuss difficult topics,
yeah.
easy topics. And I want to be able to not just leave an imprint on our planet. I want to be a part of the ascension mm-hmm. process of our planet, Carl, because you know that other planets have ascended. And just as other planets have, it's my belief that Mother Earth will ascend too. And I want to be a part of that happening. You know, when we transcend a particular moment mm-hmm. in our lives, that means that we have become what I term an Olympic conqueror.
Oh, wow.
An Olympic conqueror. That means that we have overcome a particular situation. Individuals that are in poverty have an opportunity to overcome that. We have so many privileges in our country to be successful. So yes, I do want to always be in a giving position, and I am going to be. And sometimes giving can hurt.
Oh yeah.
You know, we give our hearts all the time,
yeah.
you know, and as soon as we get healed from that, we're ready to do it all
we
over again.
Stop giving. Don't stop giving. No. I almost feel like we need to get the Age of Aquarius on here, Brother Chris. That was pretty good. But to your book, as we transition on in, wow, we're covering a lot of time. Conversations with My Daughter. Love is patient. Love is kind. Sounds deeply personal and insightful. And I've heard you talk about this before. Could you elaborate on what that book is about?
Yes, and I chose to, Carl, put it in text messaging language. So it's mm-hmm. a fascinating book, and I also love reading my own book to this day. It's still as engrossing as when I was putting it together, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of my daughter's illustrations in there. She's a great artist. As a matter of fact, she has a degree in graphic design, and it's some of her artistic work there, and my son's too. So yes, my daughter would be away from me, and I couldn't see her face to face. So I thought, well, I'm going to send her a text message because I just need to talk with my daughter. So there was so many text messages that were in my cellular. So I took my cellular out one day, and I'm like, well, okay, here we go. I'm going to transcribe all of these text messages between my daughter and I, and I'm going to put it in a book.
Wow.
And it's filled with wisdom, you know, yeah. whether it's a financial lesson or mm-hmm. whether it's a lesson about reproduction. You know, I mm-hmm. thought about it last night too. We have to sit down as people, as human beings in relationships
mm-hmm. and have uncomfortable conversations.
Oh yeah. And
especially with our kids.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And even with our spouses or our soulmates. John Powers, a great friend of mine who's an author also, and he did a production on Broadway, does Black Panther, Truly Reflect Up. And yeah, he's just an awesome guy. And he taught me that sometimes meaningful conversation is painful. Mm. And we get so accustomed to having these convenient and comfortable relationship conversations that when there's time to have a tough conversation, then we feel a little bit uneasy or we are afraid to do so. But, you know, I've just chosen to sometimes push the envelope. And I think that
sometimes.
Sometimes.
I've heard you speak before.
Well, you know, as an educator, again, I think it's important that I am capable and that I'm able to discuss subjects in an intelligent tone. Mm-hmm. And my dissertation was actually written on multiple intelligences.
That's the key, I think, because you shocked and amazed us all in your conversation previously. But you do it in such a way, you could literally, without any profanity, truly, as we say in the streets, be cussing somebody out. And they'd never know it. Until later. Like, what did she say to me? But you'll make your point in a loving way that really comes across and it sticks. And communication, I think, is something that's lost, even in you're talking about text, of our instant communication society where we're so used to being able to communicate ideas and thoughts without having the responsibility of being in the presence of the person and or thinking about the effects of what we're saying. Communication, and I think is the core of that book, seems to be something that needs to be talked about and taught. And taught. It amazes me. I'm gonna get off my soapbox because we're talking about you.
Oh, you're good.
Most of the children, young people, excuse me, that are much younger than me. When you just say hello, they're like, "Why?" Instead of just saying hello back. I don't want anything from you. But just being cordial, it seems to not be common anymore.
Yeah, and I talk about young children. I talk about adolescents because they are our future. And they need to know how to communicate. So sometimes I see individual children, I see young teenagers, and, you know, they have their head and they're looking at this object and they're text messaging when they're walking. I'm like, I was trying that this morning. I'm like, how do they do that? And they seem to be doing it so effectively. But we need to be able to let our children know that their voice must be heard and that it is so significant that they are heard and that they can give their opinions. And my mother and father would always allow us to say whatever we wanted to say. And they allowed us to basically do the things we wanted to do because I would tell my children, now, we're going to talk and whatever you decide to do, that's going to be your choice because you will not ever be able to come to me and say, well, Mama, you said. No, we're going to have this intelligent conversation and you decide the best path for you to go on. And we have to teach our children that and how to sit and have an intelligent conversation in an intelligent tone with one another without frustration and anger. Because sometimes we generally don't have a conversation with one another until it's heated.
Yes.
And, you know, emotions are running askew. Yeah.
And emotions will make you glad sometimes. Emotions will make you sad sometimes.
Yes, indeed.
And they'll get you in trouble.
Yes, indeed.
When you don't communicate effectively or you take too much time, let stuff build up in you. So what are you doing now? I have you as a motivational speaker and a group facilitator. Do you have any initiatives going on right now?
I am pursuing opportunities where individuals are allowing my education consulting skills to be utilized because not only as adults do we have, it is incumbent upon us as adults to be able to communicate with one another. We have to educate one another. I remember one day I was in Costco and this guy said to his coworker, well, I'm here to make you a better person. And I looked, I'm like, did he say what I thought he said? He said, I'm here to make you a better person. And I thought that was a powerful statement to make. And as I was deciding on the title of my book, I researched, and there were many about conversations with their daughter. And then the spirit came within me, and it said, love is patient, love is kind. Is kind. And we really must practice that. And oh boy, it's a daily practice. And it's sometimes all day long that we have to keep these things in place and in check, you know, because we don't want to step outside of our character. It is important that we represent the Most High at all times of the day
I liken it to what the Apostle Paul said in the New Testament of the Bible, that we have to die daily to the flesh, and dying daily to the flesh is dying daily to the need to be motivated of emotion instead of being motivated of true love, which is if you're a faith, if you're not, it's the greatest command that there is to love, have compassion for one another. And if we have that compassion, we won't be so quick, even when we're upset, to have to emote that anger. Yeah. and cause situations that aren't necessarily good or productive.
Yeah, yeah.
We're almost to the end of our time today. The big question.
Yes.
The big question. What do you think, to this point in your life, which I think you have so much more to do, that's just my opinion, what do you think your legacy is?
My legacy is going to be that I have been the greatest daughter that a mother and father could ask for. I've been the greatest sister that that my siblings could have asked for. I've been the greatest friend. I've been the greatest lover, confidant, neighbor, you name it, a contributor to our culture, to our community. And I know that I'm saying that in the present tense. Mm-hmm. I am going to be remembered as this, because this is what I exhibit every day. I really work at, I'm very mindful at giving 3 compliments a day. And if I do not, then I have to like check myself. And Kathy, what have you been doing all day
as today? A personal initiative and goal?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it does so much to lift the vibrations in the air.
Yes.
The recipient receives that and it makes them feel good. It makes me feel good to give them. So my legacy is definitely going to be that Kathy tried mindfully every day to be the best that she can be. And one of my text messages when I send them out is to vehemently and unapologetically love on purpose.
I guess you actually answered both questions. What would you like your legacy to be? I have to ask this last question, and it's vitally important, and in all seriousness, how was your tea?
Oh, really great. Really great. And you know, I requested it with...
That's an inside joke. I'm so sorry. They may have no idea what we're talking about now.
Yeah, yeah. And I love tea, because I told you yesterday I had some green tea with that Mountain Dew, and I was just up all night.
I bet so.
The energy in it just gave me an abundance of energy. So I love tea. And thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Sister Kathy asks for some tea.
Yes.
We do have a green room here at the studio. but we were sure to get you your tea.
Thank you. You're so kind. Gentlemen and scholars. See,
there
I told
we
you.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gentlemen and scholars.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us today for the Voices of Legacy. We hope, and I really do know, that what little was shared today would be inspiring to someone to share communication in love on purpose. Is that right, sister?
On purpose.
Kathy, Dr. Kathy?
On purpose. And my youngest brother told me that too. And I've used it like forever. Have a great day on purpose. We must be mindful and purposely do the will of the Most High.
I love that. I love that very much. But nevertheless, we thank you for joining us today, Dr. Kathy Schaefer. Wonderful lady, beautiful lady, a stylish lady. You can't see her, but today she's just flowing. And every time that we see her, she's definitely representing. I'm sure your parents will be extremely thankful and proud of you.
Thank you so much. Representation of the Most High. That's what's going on. That's what's truly happening.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us. WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.